From chemtrails to the moon landing hoax, conspiracy theories have made themselves at home in many people's media diet. The spreading of misinformation has started to have public effects as conspiracy theories hindered the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Dominic Giles asked Dr. Matthew Marks, lecturer at the School of Psychology and Public Health at La Trobe University, how a conspiracy theory is constructed.
So conspiracy theories have a pretty formulaic pattern, and so they're what are lay beliefs or explanations about a cause or concealment of an event from the public, and it's attributed to a secretive, illegitimate, hostile plot by a group of what are usually powerful actors. So importantly, they involve powerful actors who are doing something malevolent against usually an unsuspecting public.
Why are conspiracy theories so attractive to people?
Conspiracy theories are supposedly attractive to people because they might provide an explanation for a large-scale event, often a chaotic world event. They're not about a very mundane occurrence. So for people, they may be quite appealing to some people because they provide an explanation for these events. And what we know from the research is that it's usually people who are more anxious, people who are more uncertain, or people who are perhaps trying to reduce some sort of threat that seem to be attracted to conspiracy theories as a way to explain and understand the environment around them.
Is the pandemic to blame for the increased spread of conspiracy theories?
Several positions on this. So certainly the pandemic is a massive, large-scale, chaotic event, one for which most people have never experienced anything like that in their lives. So really provides the fertile ground for conspiracy theories to spread as explanations for what's happening. If we think again about conspiracy theories being appealing for people during times of chaos, for people who may be uncertain about what's going on, for people to reduce the threat in their environment, and also for people to make connections and establish social ties with other people because there's a social element too, then the pandemic itself really provides this strong base for people to identify conspiracy theories and maybe look towards them as explanations for what is happening in society. Interestingly, there's some question about whether or not conspiracy theories are on the rise over time, but the research kind of suggests that conspiracy theories have been around for a very long time, and what we typically see are just shifting levels of the types of conspiracy theories that some people might find attractive. And likely, even if somebody believed in a specific conspiracy theory at some time during the pandemic, that's possible that once the pandemic or the conditions in the pandemic resolve, that conspiracy theories might not be an attractive thing or an explanation that people need to reduce that kind of threat or anxiety or uncertainty for them.
What are the consequences of mass belief of a conspiracy theory?
So in terms of consequences of believing in conspiracy theories, there can be many. Some recent research suggests that maybe counterintuitively, there are some potentially positive short-lived consequences which are beneficial for an individual who believes in a conspiracy theory. They might feel like they know more. They might feel better about themselves. These are often short-lived, and I guess akin to maybe smoking might give an individual some sort of rush or hit one time, but in the long term really might be quite harmful. And so we know there's great emerging research and existing research that really suggests that on balance they're more harmful than they are good. They can lead people to maybe reject modern medicine, get vaccinated. They might be associated with people's tendency to engage in sort of violent and non-normative actions against governments and so forth. So they could be a slippery slope for some people to acting out sort of behaviours that might be harmful against themselves, and at least what we've seen during the pandemic is potentially as well against the public good.
Is there a productive way to help change someone's mind that believes in one of these theories?
I think there is a more productive way to engage with somebody who might believe in a specific conspiracy theory. So an initial position for most people might be when they hear somebody who has a belief that's different to their own and they're quite passionate about that belief, is to correct them about that belief. But we know that correcting somebody or telling somebody that they're wrong is not a really productive way to help somebody change their belief. The advice that we have is, if the person is somebody that's meaningful to you, it's not just some random person on Twitter, then approach them with an open-minded mindset. So ask some questions about why they might believe in a conspiracy theory and listen. You might find out that a person has lost their job or they're anxious about something, they're uncertain about some particular safety aspect or something particular that's kind of driving this belief in conspiracy theory. It's easier for them, or in some ways it makes sense for them, to believe that there's a group of shadowy puppet masters pulling the strings than potentially coming to terms with maybe getting vaccinated or something. So work on this kind of conversational receptiveness, you know, to develop empathy, trust, rapport with somebody. That's more likely going to lead you to be able to maybe discuss evidence with them, you know, trusted available sources of information that you might be able to look at together. And you might affirm the values of critical thinking that the other person has, because conspiracy theories are often associated with people feeling sort of uncertainty and a lack of control over decision-making in their lives. Working at restoring that sense of personal control might be important as well. Really, it's taking this kind of empathetic, curious, inquisitive approach to try and understand why somebody might believe in conspiracy theories that might then be able to help you address or help the person rather than just correcting them and saying, here are the facts.
Dr. Matthew Marks, lecturer at the School of Psychology and Public Health at La Trobe University, speaking there with Dominic Giles.